The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance online at supervalue.ie.
John at RTE.ie.
Now, last night's winners of the Bord Gáis Energy Irish Book Awards were announced, and I'm delighted to say that the winner of the John Murray Show Listener's Choice Award is Majella O'Donnell. Her book, an autobiography, is called It's All in the Head, and it's published by Simon & Schuster. Good morning, Majella.
Good morning, Shay.
How are you?
Oh, I'm a little bit tired, but absolutely delighted.
Well, congratulations on the award. It's well deserved. Did you enjoy yourself last night?
Oh, very much, very much. I have to be honest, I was not expecting it and I was totally in shock. And it was the first award given out on the evening. So it kind of all happened so quickly. And I got up and I said nothing and I thanked nobody. And well, apart from the listeners, I didn't refer to anybody. I just didn't know what to say. I was completely and utterly gobsmacked. Brilliant.
Had you got your smile ready for when someone else won?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, yeah. That's the kind of, I was sitting there thinking, oh God, you know. And I was just delighted to be there. I thought to myself, look, to be nominated was as good as, you know, to be there. I felt very honoured to be in the company that I was in. I mean, you know, Emma Hannigan, Cecilia Hearn, Graham Norton, Brian O'Driscoll, all these people, Jeffrey Archer that were there. And here's me sitting there getting an award. Fantastic.
And
brilliant.
Why not? You've been touring Ireland in the last few weeks promoting the book, and I know you spoke to John here on the programme, a lovely interview where you really went through your life and everything that you covered in the book. What's the reaction been around the country?
Well, it's been phenomenal, really. I can't believe how many people are identifying with it, or just, you know, people are coming up to me all the time saying I read the book and, you know, understand I've been there, or I've been through that experience, or I've had depression, or, you know, and it's great, it's uplifting, and it's nice to read a story where somebody, you know, I suppose comes out the other end in a positive place, you know, that sort of thing. So fantastic reaction. People have been very kind.
Have you found it slightly strange that people now know a lot about you, a lot more than they might have before? They may come up and quote things to you, things and bad things.
Definitely, definitely. I never thought about that when I wrote the book, you know, and when people asked me to sign it and I handed it to them, I think, my goodness, you know, they're just going to know absolutely everything about me, really. You know, obviously, there's not, you know, it's not my whole life and insides and thoughts and everything, but certainly a lot of my life is exposed there, and it is strange to think everybody knows it. Yeah.
What are the things that people come to talk to you most about? Is it about Daniel? Is it about life in Spain, your own family, and maybe the difficulties you went through earlier in life? What is the thing that they speak to you mostly about?
Nobody has spoken to me about Daniel. You know, nobody has kind of said, oh, that's the chapter. Oh, well, you know, what's it like and how is he and all that sort of. I'd say mainly depression and cancer. That's mainly what people have talked about. And, you know, probably the marriage breakdown. Just people saying, oh, I've been through a very similar thing myself. You know, people saying, oh, my God, that's like my story. I suppose just because it's very normal, and unfortunately I've kind of experienced a few, you know, negative things in my life, like, as I say, my marriage breakdown and miscarriage, depression, cancer, you know, it's just something loads and loads of people can identify with. But really, that's what they kind of talk to me most about is the illnesses.
Have you developed a mechanism for coping with that? Because eventually you have to be careful you don't take on all of everybody else's problems as well.
Yeah, I mean, people, they won't sort of go into detail as such. And you're absolutely right. If people do kind of, if they do talk to me in depth like that, I suppose, I kind of have to explain that, you know, I'm no expert at all. I've only written about my experience. But all I can say is, you know, you should talk to somebody, or, you know, don't just rely on somebody like me giving you advice or whatever. You need to go and seek help, or I kind of have to watch myself as well, that I don't end up getting pulled down, if you like.
I've read the book, and there's lots of happy times in it as well, though, and I know you discussed some of those with John as well. Obviously, life in Spain and your wonderful parents who were so good to you over the years.
Absolutely.
As well. And there's some really joyous things in the book. My colleagues were at the awards last night, and they said that Daniel was very chivalrous, that every time somebody came over to speak to him, he'd divert them directly to you.
I know, it's a very kind of strange situation, I suppose, Daniel, to be in, because that's really the first time, you know, that, if you like, he's been at something with me rather than me been at something with him. So I think he was kind of shocked as well, and obviously very, very proud. So, but people were coming to both of us looking for photographs and signatures, and it was a lovely evening, really, really lovely, and just such a big event. I didn't expect it to be as big as it was. Myself and Daniel walked in, and it was black tie, and I didn't know it was black tie. Daniel didn't have a black tie on, he just had a normal picture. He looked gorgeous.
The two of you look great. There's pictures all around the place of the two of you last night as well. Did you get to meet anybody? Did you get to meet Graham Norton or Brian O'Driscoll?
Didn't get to meet Brian, unfortunately. I think with Amy recently having had a baby, I think he probably shot away fairly early. Anyway, I didn't see him. But in the end, I met Jeffrey Archer, met Graham Norton, I met Celia Hearn and Miriam, and she's lovely. She was so happy last night to get the award. I was delighted for her because she's been nominated, you know, 8 times, I think, and that's the first time she won. But, you know, that's completely different. I mean, she's a fantastic author. Met Emma Hannigan. I met loads of people, loads of authors, and it was just fantastic to be there, I have to say. Brilliant.
And don't forget, people were delighted to meet you as well. I'm around the country scene around Ireland quite a bit, and when I meet people and they talk about Daniel, they inevitably talk about you and how generous you are with Daniel's time when you're together, because people talk about meeting you in Donegal, they meet you in Derry, they meet you in Killarney, wherever you might be, that you don't kind of hold on to him when he's, maybe you're having a meal or something and people are a bit embarrassed about coming over. You're very generous. You step back and you let them do their thing.
I suppose, it's just lovely, you know, when people come up. It's such a lovely thing to do. And I've learned to be, generous with Daniel because, obviously 14 years together now. And, I understand that sometimes people get very excited when they see him, or it takes him a lot of courage to come up and say hello to him. So, you know, I like to give them the space and not to feel bad. I mean, there was a couple we even met last night, and they said they'd seen us at a concert a few years back, and they wanted to come up and say hello, and they were, we'll go up in a minute, no, we won't, and we never did. And, you know, you kind of think, it's lovely for people to come up, it's never a problem. And, you know, it's lovely to let them have the time with Daniel if that's what they want, and no problem to me at all.
Daniel obviously has said, and both of you said, that you're taking a break. When is that happening, or are you already on the break?
It's happening officially kind of at the end of February. I mean, we're off now, we're off from about the 23rd of December until February. We go away to Tenerife in January. But February then, Daniel has cruise that he's
That's a very famous cruise. He couldn't miss that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so he's doing that, and once that's finished, then he won't have anything else on until August in 2016.
So that'll be a nice break. Will it give you time to work on your next book?
I don't think so.
Well, you've started now.
He will be doing one charity concert in May, actually.
Oh, yes, he mentioned that. He wouldn't let them down because he promised.
His mother died. He was supposed to do one, on the day she died, so he's postponed that to the local hospital in May. But, apart from that, absolutely. Oh, we're doing a world cruise.
this is some rest you're having. This is some rest.
Yeah, I know. Well, we're not doing that until January 2016, and we come off it in May. So that's going to be fantastic, going all the way around the world.
And people will always ask how your health is, obviously after your appearance on the Late Late Show, and your illness has been well documented. And even today, even though you spoke to John a couple of weeks ago, people will still say, how are you feeling today?
Yeah, no, I'm feeling good. Absolutely, I'm feeling good. I mean, it's always the first, you know, 2-3 years is always a bit, I suppose, risky, because the first 5 years after having it is the most dangerous time for getting it again. So, yeah, there are times when I kind of think, oh my God, what's that? Or, oh, that's a funny feeling. I haven't had that before, you know.
Yes.
But I'm aware of it, and let's say I'm kind of have to keep an eye out for anything changing. But no, thank God, so far I'm great form.
Has Daniel written a book? Maybe two of you could write a book together.
You know, he has a book. He has a book out years. In fact, I think he has about 3 books of his life. So a book together, I don't know. I was going to say, no, not at all. But you know what? After all the experiences I've had this year, never say never. Who knows?
Who knows indeed. Magella, it's lovely to talk to you. Congratulations on your award. And every time I meet you, I enjoy meeting you as well. And I'm sure we'll see you somewhere on the road.
Thank you. And Shay, can I just say thank you so, so much to all your listeners. Because at the end of the day, that's why I got the award. It was all the listeners voting in, all the people that, you know, follow Daniel, I suppose, as well, were very, very kind. And a lot of them voted, and just thank you so much to all of them. And, you know, I never said a thing last night about my publisher, Simon & Schuster, or, you know, Gil Hess in Dublin, my agent in Dublin, Sheila Crowley, and I never thanked any of them. So if any of them are listening now, thank you so, so much for all your help. I couldn't have done it without any of you, obviously. But more importantly, to all your listeners, I much, much appreciate it.
Well, those same listeners are texting in, but in their droves, and emailing as well. I just read one out to you. Wonderful to hear an author that speaks normally and not full of themselves. Congratulations on the award. Well deserved, says Niall.
That's lovely. Thanks a million.
Not at all.
I'm humbled.
Well, I could read 20 more of those, but sure, look, you probably won't want to hear them. You'll probably be cringing as you're hearing that one at all.
Well, it's lovely to hear them, but yeah, you never know what to say back, but it's great hearing them. Thank you so much.
Magella, regards to Daniel, and we'll see you on the road somewhere. Congratulations again. And, of course, you still have another award possibly to come next week, because the Book of the Year will be announced next week, and I'm going to explain to people how they can vote for you on that. But for now, congratulations and well done, Magella O'Donnell.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Magella. That's Magella, winner of the John Murray Show Listener's Choice Award and the Bord Gáis Energy Irish Book Awards. And good luck in the next stage of voting, Magella, as I say. There's more. All the winners from the various categories last night go forward to the Book of the Year, and the winner will be announced next week. So if you want to vote for Magella, you can do that at irishbookawards.ie. If you go on there, it's very easy. And some of the other choices are Unraveling, Oliver Liz Nugent, The Year I Met You by Celia Hearn, Only Ever Yours by Louise O'Neill, The Nation's Favourite Fast Food by Nevin Maguire. Graham Norton's book is there. Brian O'Driscoll's book is there as well. The whole list you'll find on irishbookawards.ie.
The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.